Hello.
Good morning. Is this Stacey that I'm speaking to?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Stacey. This is Aaron calling you from MMA Legal. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. Stacey, I do apologise. I didn't get to call you back on Friday. We were changing offices in our building, so we were doing an office move. So I've just come on to my tasks this morning and realised that I'd completely missed that. So yeah, I do apologise.
That's all right.
Oh, thank you very much, Stacey. So can I just get you to confirm your address for me for data protection, please?
Yep, it's flat 2146 Galloway Street.
Perfect. And the password on your account is Brianna?
Yes.
Okay, and just to let you know, Stacey, that these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So, Stacey, the point of my call today is I'm just going to keep you for around about 10, 15 minutes, and I'm just going to go through how your time in care has affected you, and if it does still affect you to this day. I'll also confirm your care setting records, your care settings with you, and grab some details on where you're registered with your doctors, so we can pull some records from obviously the local authorities and your medical records as well.
Okay.
And then I'll give you a little bit of a summary of how the case is going to go. Go through some legal fees with yourself, and then you'll be good to go.
That's fine.
Okay, so I'll try and go through that as quick as I can for you. Okay, so just so I can start off by gathering the best knowledge that I can about yourself, Stacey, are you currently dealing with any mental health issues at the minute?
Yes.
Okay, and what may they be?
It is depression, anxiety, and PTSD.
Okay. And do you take any medication to manage them symptoms?
I'm supposed to.
Okay. And how come you're not taking your medication? Is it just, you know, like you feel...
I just don't feel like the help.
Yeah, like some people do feel that way, or like, you know, it makes them feel zombied or... It's
yeah.
Just like not themselves. Like you've had, like you feel a hangover for a week.
Yeah.
I just was to take antidepressants. And is your doctor aware that of this and as to why like they don't help you?
Yes, I've had them changed so many times, and now I've just gave up.
Yeah, no, fair enough, okay. Have a medication. Depending on them. Okay, that's fine. Okay. And do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs at all?
No.
Okay. Okay, and one question I do have to ask you, Stacey, and I do apologise in asking so. As I said, it's just so I can gather the best knowledge I can about myself, yourself, sorry. Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life at all?
I've thought about it, but I've never went through with it.
Okay. I'm sorry that it's sometimes come to them thoughts for yourself. I know it's not the nicest place to be in. Personally, myself, I have been in them type of situations myself as well, and you know I am human behind this phone. So yeah, I do understand how it is in them moments, and yeah, I wouldn't wish it on anybody. It's not the nicest.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much for being open and honest with all of that I've obviously just asked you. I do appreciate it. I know it does take some courage, so thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Stacey, so can I grab the details of where you're registered with your doctors, please?
Yes, it's Dr. Ballantyne, Springburn Health Centre.
You say Spring Hill?
Springburn.
Oh, Springburn, yeah.
Yeah.
Health Centre. Okay, and is that in Glasgow, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got that here. Springburn Health Centre, 200 Springburn Way. Okay, and how long have you been registered with this doctors for?
I actually changed doctors. It's the same building, it was just a different doctor I changed.
Yeah.
Because I felt like my doctor was just one of the ones where she looked like she was interested, but she just, like, pammed me off. So
yeah.
I ended up changing my doctor to Dr. Ballantyne. I'm not sure how long I've been with him. It's been a while, though.
Okay. Would you say about, what, 6 months, 12 months?
A couple of years.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. And then going to your care settings, we have here that you was in foster care for around about 5 years, is that correct?
Yeah, with John and Izzy, yeah.
Foster. So is that John and Isabel?
Yeah, John and Isabel Ross.
Ross?
Yeah.
Okay, and where about were they located? Was that in Glasgow as well?
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes from me.
Oh, wow, okay. Outside of all of this, out of curiosity, does that play affecting you at all, obviously, being...
Yeah, because I see them around.
I don't see them, yeah.
Wow, okay. I don't see her, but I see him.
Yeah. And was he the one that has made most impact to you, is it?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, and was it just the foster care that you was in under John and Isabel? You wasn't placed anywhere else or anything like that?
I was with John and Isabel, and I got moved around quite a lot. I ended up in children's homes, and like they got rid of all the girls and kept all the boys, and that's when me and my brother got split up.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember where I went after that, but I know I was in 2 children's homes before I left, just before my 16th birthday, and I went back to my mum.
Okay, can you remember the name of the children's homes at all?
I was in one called Maxton, which was in a place called Bridgeton in Glasgow.
Okay. Let's have a look and see if anything comes up.
It's been closed down now, but I was in that one years ago.
Yeah. Was it in Baltic Street?
Yes, and Bridgeton.
Bridgeton, yes.
Yeah.
Dalmonach area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I've got that one there as well.
And then I was in another one called Sycamore, which was in Fife.
What was that one called, sorry?
Sycamore, Sycamore. It was in a place called Kirkcaldy in Fife.
Yeah, okay. Let's have a look. Was it Sycamore Cottage at all?
No, it was It was called the Sycamore Project. It's like they had all different homes for different age groups. So as you got older, you would move up to another one.
Yeah, yeah.
It was on Sycamore Avenue.
Okay, yeah. I've got one here called Sycamore Services.
Yeah, that'll probably be the one.
Yeah, it says that they provide therapeutic residential homes for children and young people who can't live with their families. people aged 8 to 18. Okay. So I just get Maxton. How long was you at Maxton for, do you remember?
I'd say probably about a year and a half.
Okay. And then how long would you have been in Sycamore for?
Around 3, 4 years.
Okay.
I can't remember what I was, where I was in between. I know I was moved about quite a lot.
Yeah, no. Don't stress yourself out too much about that. We'll try and dig up as much evidence as we can by obviously writing to Glasgow City Council and Fife Council as well. And once we do receive your records, obviously, and that's including your medical records as well, to confirm your care settings, would you like us to go through these records with yourself?
Tanda.
It's entirely up to you. Obviously, they're your records. We always like to ask, obviously, with it being not ours, obviously, you do have the right to say no as well. It's obviously just so we can make sure that we've got the right evidence to present for your case.
Yeah, we can go for that. That's fine.
Okay, that's not a problem.
So see all the abuse and stuff that happened with John and Isabel.
Yeah.
Obviously, that wasn't reported. Does that matter that that's not going to be in the records because we were made like to feel like we couldn't report it because we were
Yeah.
scared, if you know what I mean? Like our calls and everything were monitored so that they knew that nothing was getting said. The phone was on loudspeaker. They were listening to every single word that was said on both sides. So
Yeah.
nothing was like reported, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I do understand that, and yeah, just obviously just to reassure you and just put your mind at ease, it's not every instance does have to be reported, because obviously we know, and obviously there is some perpetrators out there that are like John, for example, so as long as obviously we can confirm the you was placed in the care setting of John and Isabel, what has happened behind closed doors is believed in your statement. So what will happen from here is, even though I'll be your case handler and I'll be your point of contact, my specialist team, who they're the ones who send off for your records and whatnot, it'll be myself who goes through your records with you. But my specialist team, they throughout this process, they're gonna give you a call and basically, like they're gonna get a full-on statement from yourself from each care setting. So obviously your time with John and Isabel, your time in Maxton, and your time in Sycamore. Any abuse that you've faced throughout that time or trauma that you've experienced, anything. What they'll do is they'll put it in a formal statement. And go through what happened, why did it happen, why did it come to the circumstances, how was you made to feel? They go in absolute detail, and I do apologize that they will have to, but obviously the more that you can tell us, the better that your case strengthens. So what they'll do is they'll go through it all, and then we present that to the Scottish Government. Now, even though things aren't reported, from what it's not exactly a witness statement, but a client statement, from what you produce, no one can turn around and say, well, you can't be believed, because it's happened. It's how you've felt. It's how how that trauma has still affected it, or does still affect you now. And you wouldn't just feel like that for the sake of it. Do you know what I mean? And that's just me being bold about it. So unfortunately, you're not the only victim who unfortunately has been made to feel like this, where you haven't been able to report things at the time, and this is what obviously the Scottish Redress Scheme has taken into consideration. That they can't just go off police reports or anything like that to strengthen the case when there was, I don't want to say predators, but there was perpetrators out there that made you know, vulnerable children in these care settings feel like that, where they couldn't go and tell the authorities. So that's why we're here as a law firm, to get as much evidence as we can from yourself to strengthen your case, and here to represent you and do the best that we can for yourself.
Okay, that's brilliant.
Perfect. So yeah, Stacey, this journey that you and I are about to embark on, it is going to be around about a 6 to 12 month journey. Obviously, in that time, you know, me personally, I'll be giving you an update every 4 to 5 weeks on how this case is progressing, and what we're doing with the case and where we're at. What we do like to do is, first and foremost, get an official apology from the Scottish Government in recognition of the trauma and abuse that you faced during your time in care, but also fight for financial compensation for yourself as well.
Okay.
Obviously your case will be getting dealt with behind closed doors within the Scottish Government, so you or I don't have to attend anywhere, but what I will be doing is informing you of when the hearing date is, and also when what the conclusion of the case is as well. That'll all be done by email or phone, whichever you prefer down the line. As I said, my team, near the time of when we're going to be presenting your case, they're going to be giving you a call, but I will be your main handler. So this number that I'm calling you from, if you save it, and if you have any questions or anything in the meantime, down the line, throughout the whole process, you just give me a call and it'll come straight to me.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, Stacey. So before I do let you go, I'm just going to run through our legal fees with yourself. Now, I know my colleague, who you might have spoken to a couple of weeks ago, James, he might have already gone through this with yourself, and you may have an understanding, but I've just got to go through this with my compliance team, and then once this is done, I'll leave you to enjoy a nice Monday morning. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect, thank you. So Stacey, when it comes to the redress scheme, you do have three options that are applicable to yourself. Option one is that you can apply to this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. If that is just you presenting your own case and gathering your own evidence to then present it to the Scottish Government. Option two is that you can instruct a different solicitor or law firm in England or Scotland who participate in the government legal fee scheme, where they are paid £2,000 per case to handle your case, and whether you win or lose, they don't charge any fees, but as I said, that's what they're paid out to deal with your case. With option three being ourselves, we are a private and independent law firm, so we do work on a no-win, no-fee basis. If so, for whatever reason, the case doesn't go in our favour, then we won't come and charge you any financial fees, cause that burden or stress upon yourself. We are covered our end. But if and when the case does go in our favour, we do charge a percentage of 16% plus VAT, which is a total of 19.2%, and that is a capped percentage. So it doesn't matter what kind of compensation you may receive, we don't come looking for more, we just want to be settled for how we've presented your case to the Scottish Government and the work and time that we've put into it.
Okay,
Stacey, so with them three options being read to yourself, are you happy to proceed with MMA Legal to represent you moving forward?
Yes.
Perfect, not a problem, thank you very much for that. And I can see here on your case file that James, when you've spoken to him, he did give you a cooling off period of 14 days. Now, what that meant is during the time or after the phone call, you had 14 days to, you know, look elsewhere, rip up our agreements, or, you know, have a little bit of thinking time to go through. That did end on the 30th of April. So what I can do is I can completely wipe it from you, or I can reinstate them 14 days if you need a little bit more time. But that'll just mean that we can't start your case for 14 days, that's all.
No, that's fine.
So would you be happy for me to remove it fully?
Yes.
Perfect, not a problem. Okay, so I've done that for you, Stacey. What we'll do is we'll go ahead and get ourselves ready to request the records from yourself. So before I do let you go, is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, that's everything.
Perfect. As I said, my name's Aaron. I'm going to be your case handler. So if you do have any questions in the meantime, you're more than welcome to give me a call.
No problem. That's brilliant.
Not a problem, Stacey. Thank you very much for your time this
Thank
morning.
you.
Do appreciate it and have a lovely day.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.